USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Global coronavirus cases have now exceeded 10 million. It's a major milestone in the spread of the disease that's killed nearly 500,000 people in 7 months. In Texas, Florida, and Arizona.
It's clear across the Sun Belt that there's something happening, particularly among younger Americans, and that's why we fully support Governor Abbott's decision to close bars and limit restaurants.
Vice President Mike Pence on CBS's Face the Nation. But in New York, Governor Andrew Cuomo says the death toll fell to 5 on Saturday, the lowest number that New York State has recorded in more than 3 months.
This is a virus. It doesn't respond to politics. You can't tweet at it. You have to treat it.
Governor Cuomo on NBC's Meet the Press. This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy forms and availability vary by state.
Black Lives Matter protests are continuing across the country. Police in Kentucky say a suspect is in custody after the death of a 27-year-old man who was fatally shot amid protests over the killing of Breonna Taylor.
What I hear is a concern and a frustration that I have felt as a person who's been stopped by law enforcement 18 times in the last couple decades, including this year. What I hear in the protesters is, enough already, let's get to the table and get something done.
Senator Tim Scott joining CBS's Face the Nation. Kansas State football players say they will boycott all team activities until the university creates a policy that would expel any student for racist actions. The request comes after a tweet by a student mocking George Floyd's death. The House has passed a sweeping police reform bill. The legislation will end qualified immunity, which protects officers from lawsuits. It also bans chokeholds and no-knock warrants. You're listening to USA Radio News.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PictureDepot.com has you covered, from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more, you can check out PictureDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052 or PictureDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
There's another warning to the Trump campaign about the music he plays at his campaign rallies. USA's Chris Barnes has details.
Last week, it was the estate of Tom Petty that sent a cease and desist order to President Trump's campaign for using the late rocker's hit I Won't Back Down at campaign events without its permission. Now the Rolling Stones are threatening to sue President Trump for playing their songs at his rallies, including this one.
You can't always get what you want.
The Stones representative says they've been sending cease and desist letters to the Trump campaign since 2016 to no avail. In a statement on Saturday, the Stones legal team said the next time Trump plays their music at a rally, they are going to file a lawsuit. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Major League Baseball is gearing up for a potential opening day with a big-time game. USA Radio's John Hunt has more.
Major League Baseball is set to come back with a bang next month as Gerrit Cole could make his New York Yankees debut and a tasty opening day treat for fans facing Juan Soto and the World Series champion Washington Nationals in D.C. Major League Baseball will start a 60-game season on July 23rd or 24th. The schedule calls for clubs to play 10 games each against their four division opponents. There'll be 20 interleague games, with Major League Baseball intending for East, West, and Central clubs to stay in their region to save on travel.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.